Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and we have another devotional for you today from the Suffer Well devotional series. This one's called Private Eyes, but I call it The Heart Speaks. We're going to read the devotion here. There's many verses that I've given you many, many times before in these teachings, because they're so prevalent in our lives. And every word of God is profitable for our lives and going to benefit us. So please comprehend what we're saying here today. And re-listen to it over and over again. You can see the and hear also the replays at the website, Torah Life Ministry. So let's get started. This is the 199th reading from the Suffer Well devotional series. And we're going to start with the verse Psalms 19:14 that says, "Let the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be pleasing before you, O Yahweh, my rock and my redeemer." Hallelujah. Let the words of my mouth, I'll read it again, "and the meditation of my heart be pleasing before you, Yahweh, my rock and my redeemer." And we read, "I have made it so that the spoken words of a man reveal the heart, the mind of a man. Words, in fact, are the vessel upon which the heart sails. What comes out of your mouth is simply the exact representation of what is in your heart. And in parentheses, your mind and therefore soul," close parentheses. "For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks." And that's from Luke 6:45. "Why do I tell you all of this? It is simple, child. You act as if you can keep things from me. My servant David understood, hence his words. May the meditation of my heart be pleasing before you. Yes, indeed, David knew that I could see his heart. The words really only being a secondary effect of the heart. How could it be otherwise? Let me remind you that it is I who put a new heart in you after removing the heart of stone. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take out the heart of stone in you and of your flesh and give you a new heart of flesh." Ezekiel 36, verse 26. "I know for what I have done, but what is more fascinating is that you also know. Yet you continue with your self-deception. How? You would call them secrets. You even pretend that they don't exist between us. But you know they do. Child, when I chose to love you, it was for eternity. I declared that my love for you was offered while you continue to sin against me. I, Yahweh, demonstrate my own love towards you in that while you were still sinners, the Messiah died for you." Romans 5, verse 8. "You need not play games with me, for potential damnation is no game, loved one. Take some time today to read my words in Deuteronomy 28. I ask you to do this to reveal my heart to you. My heart is to bless you. When you pretend to hide from me, it is only you who loses the blessings. Only you. I see you. I made you. Get wisdom, child. Use wisdom and perceive." And that is a devotional for today. And that goes right along with what I often say about his holy word and what we should be doing and how our actions reveal our heart. And we're going to cover a lot of scriptures you've heard me speak about before. But this is a call to us to help us and wake us up. And I'm going to read at least some, maybe all of Deuteronomy 38 to talk about this, because a lot of people in the church today will say, "Well, we're not saved by works. We're saved by faith. But if your faith is strong, you're going to want to do the works." They don't say that, but I'm telling you that. If your faith is strong in him, you're going to want to do the works, because the works represent his will for your life. That's why he gave us the Bible, to know what a sin is and to avoid living it. And we're only saved by the redemption and salvation of the blood of Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. We cannot work our way to be saved. However, we don't do his works to be saved. We should be seek his works and his desires for us, because we are saved, because we have that redemption. That's what we have to understand. You cannot throw away obedience and say you love our Creator. You know, you cannot do that, but that's what the church is teaching today. And it says in Deuteronomy 28, blessings for obedience. If you fully obey Yahweh, your Elohim, and carefully you keep all his commands that he has given you today, Yahweh, your Elohim, will set you high above the nations of the world. You will experience these blessings if you obey Yahweh, your Elohim. Now, we're going to understand this concept and read these. But understand, in the Bible, blessings and curses go along with obedience and disobedience. This is not a salvation question. It's a blessings and cursings questions versus obedience through faith and through love versus disobedience through ignorance and ego. That's what it comes down to, and deception. And that's what it comes down to. And he promises all these blessings, but it doesn't say if you're keeping some of his commands, all of his commands. Now, I will submit that most people are keeping most of the commandments through morality of today's world, but because of immorality, most people are not keeping all of them. And it's created a big problem. And we're getting farther and farther away from his commands, not closer. And this is creating a big problem. Our problems are getting worse, not better, because we're losing the blessings of obedience. There's 613 commandments in the scriptures that our Creator gave us, some telling us what to do, some telling us what not to do, and people are fussing if we can keep 10 of them. And even within all the 613, which most people are keeping a good amount of them, people say, well, we can't keep all of them. Well, we don't have to keep all of them. We have to keep the ones that apply to us today. Some of them are for farmers. Some of them are for women. Some of them are for men. Some of them are for specific situations. We can't keep those, and we shouldn't have to keep those. But the ones that apply to us, our Creator has made every possibility for us to obtain and keep obedience to these guidelines and instructions for our safety, our wellness, and our blessings. It says here in the scriptures about the blessings for obedience and the curses for disobedience in Deuteronomy 28. And I'm telling you this, if your heart is right on a Creator, you're going to seek to receive these blessings. But when you hear these blessings and you think about all the tragedies going on in the world today, you can see clearly how people are getting away from these. So it says in Deuteronomy 28, if you follow my word, if you keep all my commandments, it says your towns and your fields will be blessed. Your children and your crops will be blessed. The offspring of your herds and flocks will be blessed. Your fruit baskets and bread baskets will be blessed. Wherever you go and whatever you do, you will be blessed. And I think about Joseph in the scriptures. Everything he touched, everything he was part of was blessed. Why? Because he was obedient to our Creator's guidelines and instructions. That's what it says in the scriptures. If you obey the commandments of Yahweh, your Elohim has given you, and you walk in his ways, Yahweh will establish you as a holy people that he swore he would do. That's in Deuteronomy 28:9. That's what it says. You will have prosperity in the land, and everything will be great and wonderful. But then it goes down to verse 15. It says the curses for disobedience. If you refuse to listen to our Creator and you do not obey all his commands and decrees that he's given you today, all these curses will come upon you. Your towns and your field will be cursed. Your fruit baskets and bread baskets will be cursed. Your children and your crops will be cursed. The offspring of your herds will be and flocks will be cursed. And wherever you go and whatever you do, you will be cursed. And people say today in the church, well, that's not for us. That was given to Israel. Wake up. You have an identity crisis, because if you claim Yeshua as Messiah, you are Israel. This is for you. And that's what our Creator was saying. If you believe in Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, you are responsible for keeping the guidelines and instructions. For Yeshua said, if you love me, you will keep the commandments of my Father. That's what he says. That's what he says. But he says, if you don't keep them, Yahweh will afflict you with the boils of Egypt and tumors, scurvy, and all the other itches which you cannot be cured. He will strike you with madness, blindness, and panic. You will grope around in broad daylight like a blind person, groping in the darkness, but you will not find your way. You will be oppressed, robbed continually, and no one will come and save you. Does that not sound like what's going on today? That's exactly what's going on today, because people refuse to listen to Yahweh and obey his commands, and that's why we're getting into a problem. And that's why he wants our hearts to understand. And our hearts right now are revealing something that's not, it's not good. It's not of him. You know, I love the book of Proverbs. And Proverbs, another word for wisdom, the wisdom of our Creator. For it says in Hosea, my people suffer for a lack of knowledge about me. That's what it says. That's why we suffer. But if we read the Holy Word, we know what he's saying. We know what we have to do. And it says in Proverbs 27:19, one of my favorite scriptures of all scripture, as in water, a face reflects a face. So the heart of man reflects a man. Do we get that? Our heart reflects who we really are. And is our heart for Yahweh? Is our desire to follow his ways? Do we feel convicted when we haven't? Do we have a desire to read his words all day and understand what he's trying to say without the distractions of this world getting in the way, without letting the enemy distract us from his holy word? Do we spend more time watching TV and things going on today and television than we do in the Bible? Do we spend more time looking at garbage on our phones than we do looking at scriptures? Are we meditating and thinking about his holy words and how he wants to guide us? Are we fearing man and worry about man and man's ways and man's ideas? I tell you, if man studied the Bible as much as that they're studying about this disease and virus, we wouldn't be in this situation to begin with. From the Bible, it says in Exodus, it says, if you diligently follow my guidelines and instructions and keep my commandments, I will not put the same disease upon you that I put upon Egypt, who were disobedient and did not follow those ways. We need to understand what we do with our time without being distracted reveals our heart. Do we spend time with our Creator every day? Do we speak to our Creator every day? If we do, he will reveal to us that my plan is perfect. And he will take care of us, and he wants everything for us for good and not for bad. He doesn't want us to suffer. He doesn't want us to suffer the way the non-believers, the way the disobedient, the way non-Israel is suffering. He wants us to prosper. And he wants to bless us tremendously. But he can only do that if we're willing to submit to him and listen to his words, his guidelines, and his instructions, and truly love him. And our heart speaks of what the truth is. Proverbs 16:25 says, there is a way that seems right upon man, but in the end, there are therefore ways of death. Remember this. Remember this. There's no excuse for disobedience. There's no way out from disobedience. Our Creator can only bless us if our heart wants to receive it. And if we're living a life of disobedience, deception doesn't take away the consequences or the curses of disobedience. Understand that. We could make excuses and say, well, I didn't know that, or somebody told me that, or I was deceived. Because the enemy will deceive us. That's what he tries to do. But that doesn't take away the consequences of disobedience. Us being deceived does not take away the consequence of disobedience, because I tell you what, if you're strong in the word and you're reading the word, there's not going to be deception if you know what his word says. And his word says in Wisdom 3, verse 5 to 6, trust in Yahweh with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make his path straight. You understand? Proverbs 16:25 says there's a way before man that seemed right but ends in death. And then Proverbs 3:5-6 says, don't listen to yourself. Trust in Yahweh with all your heart and not your own understanding. And he will take care of you. And we have to decide who we're going to follow. Are we going to follow CNN or Fox News? Or are we going to follow whatever this doctor says about a virus? Are we going to follow the instructions of man? Or are we going to follow the instructions of our Creator? And in John 10:27, it says, my sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. And I ask you this morning, I ask you this day, who are you following? Who are you following? Jeremiah 17:9-10 says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it? I, Yahweh, search the heart and test the mind to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his deeds. And I remind you right now that his deeds need to be our deeds. We need to follow his words, his path, his plan, because he offers us a future and a hope. Not the doctors, not the news, but our Creator. You know, Genesis 6 verse 5 says, Yahweh saw that the wicked of the man was great in the earth, and that every intention to the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And that has not changed. That's why we need a new heart. That's why we need a pure heart. That's why we must ask him to change our heart. We need a circumcised heart for our Creator, which will consistently keep us with a desire to do his guidelines and instructions. And we feel a terrible conviction if we don't. Because when you confess those words that Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, is your Messiah and your King and your Savior, something is supposed to change your heart. And if your heart doesn't change, those words are just lip service. We need to all right now just slow down. Every single morning we need to say in Psalms 51:10, create in me a new heart, O Yahweh, and renew my rights, a right spirit in me right now. Every single day, create in me a new heart. Romans 10:10 says, for within the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. We have the plans. We have the instructions. You go try to do it yourself and see what happens. That's like getting some furniture from IKEA and trying to put it together without the instruction book. Well, I tell you, when you try to live your life away from our Creator's guidelines and instructions, that's exactly what it's like. But when you get those instructions, it's quite easy to put it together. And the Bible is our instruction book for life. And it's easy to keep our lives together when we're following the instructions that our Creator gave us in the guidelines, which is his holy commandments. And then in Ezekiel 36, verse 26 says, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you and remove your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. That's what he wants to do for us. How many of us are going to let him do it? We have no problem rushing to the emergency room to let them cut open our chest and put a new heart in us and put new body parts in us. Let our Creator do that. Run to his operating table and let him do that. And that's called prayer. Pray to him. Let him do that surgery on you to take out your old heart and give you a new heart. It says in Matthew 5:8, for with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. That's what we have to remember. Where is our belief? Is our heart with his holy words? And then we talk about the heart speaking. Are we willing to go and confess and tell men consistently about the gospel and the Yeshua died for us and about our heart transformation? People ask me, what happened to me and why did I change? And I said, I had a heart attack. That's what happened to me. And now I got a new life because I got a new heart. He put a new heart in me, just like he said he would. He'll put a new heart in every single one of us. Hebrews 10:22 says, let us draw near with a true heart, a full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from the evil conscience and our bodies washed with all pure water. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But then when we get that heart, we got to protect it. Protect it from this world. We got to protect it continuously. It says in Wisdom 4:23, Proverbs 4:23, keep your heart with all diligence, for from it flows the springs of life. Psalms 26:2 says, prove me, O Yahweh, and try me and test my heart and my mind. The scripture says to love our Creator with all our heart, not some of it, but with all our heart. Mark 12:30 says you should love Yahweh with all your heart and all your soul and all your might. Matthew 22:37, all your heart, all your soul, and all your might. Deuteronomy 6:5, with all your heart, love him, with all your soul, and with all your strength. It comes down to Romans 12:2 that says, do not be conformed by this world, and be transformed by the renewing of your mind and by testing that you may discern what is the will of Yahweh, which is good, acceptable, pleasing, and perfect. And that's what we need to do. That's what we need to do. And remember that our Creator knows what we're doing. He knows our heart. And that's what the devotional was about today. Proverbs 24:12 says, if you say, see, we do not know this, does he not consider it who weighs the hearts? And does he not know who keeps your soul, and he will not render to man according to his work? Matthew 9:4 says, Yeshua, knowing the thoughts, said, what do you think evil? Why do you think evil in your hearts? Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word of Yahweh is living and active, sharper than a two-edged understanding and the sword. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. And I love Psalms 139, verses 1 to 5. Oh, Yahweh, you have searched me and know me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word of my tongue, behold, Yahweh knows it altogether. You hem in me, behind me, before me, you lay your hand upon me. We cannot trick our Creator. We cannot deceive our Creator. He understands what is going on. He knows those who truly love him. He knows those who truly have their hearts set on him. And that's what he wants. That's what he wants. And we need to have our hearts with him. It says in Colossians 3, verses 1 to 2, since then you have been raised with Yeshua, set your hearts on things above, which Yeshua is seated at the right hand of Yahweh. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. And that's what we must desire to do. And just understand our love for Yahweh. So many people today have forgotten him. But Proverbs 23:26, my son, give me your heart and let your eyes delight in my ways. That's his cry for us. To give him our hearts. To give him our hearts and we could delight in his ways. You know, so that's my prayer this morning for you all, that you would get this and you would perceive this and understand this, that he chose us and we need to choose him. And we ask him to circumcise our heart, and he does. He does. He does. That's exactly what he does. He's the best surgeon in the world. He takes out that old bad heart and he puts in a new heart. And he does this, and he did this, and he showed us this with Yeshua. And what he does, and he sets the example for us. And how many of you are ready to do this and make this step? Matthew 22:37 again says, love him with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. Do you seek to keep the guidelines and instructions about Creator? And you say, well, we're not about legalism, and we're not about a law, and we can't work to be saved, and make all these other excuses and reasons why you can't. Do you deceive yourself and say the Spirit speaks to you and tells you what's okay and what's not okay? I will suggest to you the Holy Spirit will never confirm to you that it's okay to live against our Creator's guidelines and instructions. So that's what I see out there. I see a lot of people that are breaking the Sabbath. They're not following our Creator's calendar. And they feel good about it. And I tell you, the Holy Spirit will never let you feel good about that. That's Satan. That's the enemy that makes you feel those things. You know, but we'll call them 1 Peter 5:8 to be sober and vigilant, because the devil walks around roaring like a lion, looking to seek and destroy and devour. You know, James 4:7 says, submit to Yahweh, resist the devil and he will flee from you. The greatest thing we could do to get the enemy away from us and the devil away from us is to be obedient to our Creator's words. And the quickest thing we get for him to come to us and destroy us is to disobey our Creator. And make excuses why we don't have to follow Scripture. We must remember, be still and know that Yahweh is in control of everything. You know, and sometimes we just got to stop and slow down and get away. And be with ourselves. Mark 6:31 says, Yeshua said, let's go off by ourselves to a quiet place and rest a while. He said this because there were so many people coming and going that Yeshua and his apostles didn't even have time to eat. So many distractions in this world today will try to keep us from this information that I'm giving you. So many distractions. But we can't let those distractions take us off our goal. Our goal. And we need to protect that. Ephesians 6:11 says, clothe yourself with the full armor of Yahweh so that you may be able to stand against the scams of the devil. Proverbs 3:6 says, think about him in all your ways, and he will guide your right paths. And he warns us in 1 John 5:21, little children, keep yourselves from idols. We need to trust our wonderful Creator. Trust the wonderful Creator and not get distracted by all of the idols and the things that people make of this world today. Trust in him and ask yourself, do you trust him? And if you trust him, why don't you follow him completely? Why don't you follow all his ways, all his guidelines, and all instructions? trusting him with all your heart. With all your heart, not some of it, with all your heart. And it's a heart that he gave you. And trust that in Luke 1:37 it says, no word from Yahweh will ever fail. Job 42:2 trusted him when he said, I know that you can do all things. No purpose of yours cannot be thwarted. And Genesis 28:15, I am with you and I will watch over you wherever you go. I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. And he wants us to come to a promised land also. And he will not leave us. He will not leave us. But we have to trust him. We have to take action and act out on it. Trust him at all times. It says in Psalm 62:8, pour out your hearts to him. Your Yahweh is our refuge. That's what we have to remember. Trust in him at all times, knowing he's our refuge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love in Job 13:50 when it says, though he slay me, yet I will trust in him. Though he slay me, I will trust in him. Suffer well, suffer well. That's what it's about, brothers and sisters. Suffer well. Psalms 46 says, be still and know that I am Yahweh. Suffer well. Suffer well today. That is our devotional for today. And I pray people getting this and understand this and grasping this. You know, and it doesn't matter what happened yesterday. Repentance brings refreshing. Today is a new day. Let this Saturday, this Sabbath, the Sabbath isn't on Sunday. Don't be deceived. Let this Saturday be the first day you're actually listening to our Creator's guidelines and instructions and keeping this holy set apart day holy and set apart. Follow the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. Let this year be the first year you stop following pagan days of Christmas and Easter and Halloween. And you start following the Passover and the Shavuot and the Sukkot and the holy days in Scripture. These aren't Jewish days. These are Bible days. These are Yahweh days. The Torah is the foundation of all Scripture, the first five books of the Bible. It's not a Jewish thing. It's a Yahweh thing. And if you truly love him with all your heart, with all your mind, and all your soul, you're going to see these things out. Read the Bible for yourself. Don't let anyone deceive you and tell you what you should be doing. Read it for yourself and let our Creator tell you and let his Holy Spirit confirm it by agreeing and come in agreement with Scripture and not against it. All right, everybody, I pray that this really reaches your heart and your heart is circumcised and continually we come to our Creator daily every single morning asking him to continue to do this work in us. Have a blessed day, everybody. And may our Creator bless you and be with you and may you also be obedient to his words. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
What is our hope in life and death? Christ alone. Christ alone, what is our only confidence? That our souls to him belong, who holds our days within his hand. What comes apart from his command, and what will keep us to the end? The love of Christ in which we stand. Oh, sing.